What is TWS podcast episode? Whatever. Who cares at this point?
The rant of the vindicated.
It's my podcast. And I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still alive?
It's not working for me, Red. We're gonna keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
When ready.
I feel like the end is
staring at my watch, and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts. How many tries to take?
They ain't ready.
All right, and we back with another episode of What Is TWS, the podcast. As always, I am your boy, J.Dot Flan, and across from me is my brother, Rich Nerd.
Yo.
And we are the White Pants Society. Welcome to another episode.
And once again, ladies and gentlemen, ttcharities.org. Please check out my brother Tavares Taylor's website and his charity. Donate anything you can, time, money, clothes, books, whatever they need at the moment. They're doing a lot of work for Flint, Michigan, and a lot of work for our youth and our people in general. So again, ttcharities.org. Even if all you can donate is a repost or a retweet, every little bit helps. Let's be our brother's keeper. ttcharities.org. Thanks. Man, all right, Rich, we back in here. It's been quite a busy week, you know, trying to keep up with
grinding.
Yeah, we grinding, we getting it in. Man, I don't think anything crazy has happened to me this week. It's been pretty benign.
It has been. I don't want to say it. It's been an okay week. I don't want to say it. Hopefully, we ended out pretty well. Ended out on a high note.
It would be a high note if not for that man that got elected. The man that won the election.
Oh, yeah.
He's wilding again. So this time, after the whole Omarosa thing, you know, has gone down, she's leaked the tapes of her being fired and everything.
Which, is that even legal? Like,
it's not legal. It's definitely, we should all be worried. These is all major security concerns that people is in the Oval Office.
Yeah, because you're not even,
like, taping
so
shit.
From what I heard and from what I saw and what I would assume, even if I didn't hear and see this, isn't it like against the law? Like, you're not supposed to have, like, devices in there. To begin with, it's like a trust system or whatever. Like, they trust that you're not
recording. You're going to have devices in there. But, yeah, they I guess it's a... If you have a clearance, that's, you know, that's why you go through the process of being vetted for a clearance to prove that you're trustworthy in that way. But according to Omarosa, everybody in there doing it. Everybody recording everybody. Glad I got out when I did, Rich, before they start recording everything that I said in there.
Really, though? Omarosa,
but... But as much as I love to insult Omarosa, and I'd be 100% with anybody who wanted to say something bad about her, you can't call nobody a dog and just live. This is what I don't understand, Rich, is how did Roseanne, you know, call someone an ape, which was wrong, you know, and, like, lost her show immediately. Boom. Show canceled. Everybody that was on the show lost their job. She lost her job. Done. It wasn't questions. It was just done.
It was fast, too.
It was fast. You know, and that should have happened. This dude called somebody a dog.
Whole ass dog.
And ain't no consequences. Like, nothing has happened.
They're rallying behind him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, now it's, you know, then they had the thing today where... Sarah Huckabee, that her name? Yeah, Huckabee finally had to apologize and retract something because she made that comment about Trump having, you know, provided more than 700,000 jobs for African Americans, while Obama only did 195,000 in his total 8 years in office. No. Now, the 700,000 is true. Problem is, Obama actually created 3 million jobs for African Americans during his time in office. And that's even with funny math, because they're not giving him the jobs that were created after the election happened, while he was still in office, but Trump hadn't taken office yet. They're adding those numbers
to
Trump's number. And they're giving him the deficit of the recession that we were in when he got elected, but Bush was still in office.
See?
So the numbers, you know, But she did apologize for it. But the problem with that is that Trump supporters don't hear the retractment. They hear what he said. All you gotta do is say some crazy shit, you can apologize for it later, but once you've said it and it's out there,
it's too late.
It's too late.
It's too late.
They're running with it.
Sarah Huckabee has got to have the most stressful.
I'm telling you, though, she.
How does she? She got to be on like super Ambien. Like I don't know.
You can't have that much.
To go to sleep. Pause. Sorry about that, but hey, listen.
You can't have that much evil in your system at all time. Like yeah, to be able to tell them many that many lies all every day. No. You lie for a living. Yeah, like, she got a tumor or something developing right now. I mean, I don't want to wish that on nobody, but I'm telling you, you can't have that much evil.
And we had donuts, and somebody pinged me, and I was like, "Nah, sorry, there's no more donuts left." And then closed the Skype conversation, and I ate the donut. That gave me stress. I was like, "Ah, oh, my heart."
That was evil, so, really.
Yeah, man. I wanted that donut. It was a red velvet donut.
I know not to trust nothing you say from now on. Appreciate that. Thanks for the heads up.
That was a good donut.
Thanks for the heads up.
Taco Donut Palace.
Why do we have shit like that? Taco Donut. I would never. Who would think to eat at some place called Taco Donut Palace? I need you to know what you make first. I need you to specify and specialize in something. If you make tacos and donuts, you can't make both of them. Well, I don't want you to.
Apparently, they're doing something well because the one by the job is Taco Donut Palace 2.
Bigger.
So somewhere there's a Taco Donut Palace 1 that's thriving.
You know what the dopest thing about Texas is? If you take the word taco and put any word after it, there's a restaurant named that. I guarantee you. Taco Hut, Taco Shack. There's a Taco Taco.
Taco Cabana.
Taco Cabana.
Taco Deli.
Whatever. You just put a word after taco, there's a restaurant out there. I guarantee you. Look it up. Google it. Try me. All right, Rich. The other thing I wanted to discuss was one of our favorite people, Kanye West. Yay.
Yay, yay.
He was on Jimmy Kimmel. I saw everybody seen the Jimmy Kimmel question.
Yeah, everybody seen the question. Nobody seen.
Which is dope as fuck. Shout out to, once again, I find it amazing that like our best and brightest political pundits are almost always comedians.
Oh, yeah. And the ones that are doing it, they're at the stage when it's literally no fucks given. Yeah. No, not a care.
Out of all the people who've tried to, you know, explain away Kanye or tried to figure out a way to, you know, to get inside of, you know, whatever the hell this is that he's thinking, like Jimmy Kimmel just, like, as simple as hell. He's like, how do you come out adamantly about George Bush hating black people? Like, what makes you think Donald Trump likes anybody? Like, he don't hate everybody. And he smacked the paws on that dude. That's like a good old fashioned ass whooping. Mm-hmm. When your mama hit you and you can't even cry yet, he smacked the paws into Kanye West. He gave him that question and nigga couldn't do nothing but look at him.
I just pictured it.
If I can find it, he punched him in the chest with a question. Bang! And knocked the wind right out.
If I can find it online, if y'all don't know what we're talking about, I'm a post it after this conversation. When your mom hit you with that chin clapped up on that first hit with the belt, and you want to scream.
But don't nothing come out?
All right.
You ever seen somebody intellectually smack a pause into somebody?
See, that's the part that I saw. I still didn't see the whole conversation. I saw Kanye, and he hit Kanye, and Kanye was like, and he was just like, he didn't know what to say. He
gave him the Bernie Mac.
He took a pause from
Jang-a-lang.
He took a pause from life on that one.
I watched the whole interview and it was tough. Like, Kanye West is just, man, I'm glad he went to the hospital. I think he needs more people in his corner. Mm-hmm. Right, here's my problem with Kanye West, right? So one of the reasons that he said in the interview that he supported Trump or came out with some sort of support for Trump, he was mentioning like everybody in his circle he felt was trying to pick the candidate for him. Everybody in his circle mm-hmm. was like, nah, you can't back Trump. You can't, you know, it's going to end your career. It's going to do all of that. You know, we black, we don't vote Republican, that type of stuff. And so it seemed like he had this idea like, I can't let you control what I think.
Yeah, he did.
So
I'm going to
do, I'm going
to
be anti. But that's letting somebody control what you think.
Exactly.
If your thought is based on trying to be contrary to everybody else's thought, then you are still being controlled.
Different for the sake of different is
different
the same.
For the sake.
It's still the same.
Yeah, different for the sake is different. And you know how much I hate different for the sake of different. And that seems to mm-hmm. be Kanye. And he said stuff like, sometimes you just got to say something and put it out there. Like, you just got to put a thought out there. Like, nah. You got to be more responsible.
You can't pull that back.
Can't pull it back. You got to be more responsible, especially when you're Kanye West. You got to be more responsible with the thoughts you put out there. Because we saw that. He said slavery is a choice, and then you saw 100 million people
agree with him.
Agree with him, explanations that he didn't give to back him up. People started creating whole arguments that he didn't make to support the thought that he just put out there in the universe. Like, you can't, you got to be more responsible than that. Mm-hmm. And I hope, because we do it a lot on this show, and I try to reiterate it every couple of episodes. A lot of the discussions we have on here, all of the discussions we have on here are unscripted. And so you are hearing us develop opinions sometimes on the spot.
And
so these are not fully formed ideas. So don't walk away from this as this was a fully formed idea. I'm putting that disclaimer out there.
Sometimes I do be like, man, I wish we would have talked about this. Like, we had a few where you like formulated some shit, like you was in a lab, and then I was like, yeah, me too, because I don't know what the fuck's going on. So sometimes I wish we did, but like,
I'd be passionate about research. I get passionate.
It's some real. All right, so I'm asking another question. Since we're talking about Kanye, all
right, Yeezy.
What is it? Ecstasy? Is that the new track? What do you think about Ecstasy? Ecstasy, the track, not Ecstasy.
I mean, but Ecstasy, the track, is about ecstasy. It's about shit that he thinks of having foursomes with his sister-in-law while he's on ecstasy. If you ever needed an anti-drug Kanye West pulled that shit out of that.
Kanye
he starts off the song with, I want to fuck my sisters-in-law.
Kanye wrote a track about popping X and fucking Kim and Courtney.
Yeah.
And then the two little ones? Or just Kim and Courtney and Chloe?
He said four, didn't he? What's the other one? Kyrie? What's the one that they say is the self-made billionaire, even though she had money?
Kylie.
Yeah.
Then who's the... So, and what's the other one's name?
I don't know.
One is 16 and one is 18?
I can't keep track of these.
Or one is... Man.
I can't keep track of these, man. I'm just saying, man.
My nigga.
I'm just saying. I mean, it's not like most dudes wouldn't want to hit all four of them, but you married one, you got to take that one. You can't do the sister-in-laws. You know. Thing.
But to put it on a track?
It's because that's what he feels. He feels like you just got to put it out. Like, if I feel it, I need to say it, or else it's going to, I don't know.
See, we're at the day and age when you can't take shit back. You can't stay. Did you see that picture that they leaked of Future?
Nah.
They leaked a picture of Future looking crazy as fuck on some 5 years ago shit. And he just looks like a derelict. And the caption at the bottom is like, internet won't let people live. Well, he gotta be mine 10 years from now.
Once again, Rich, this is a core belief for me and for this show, is that people have got to toughen up. We're in a world where all your business is out there, you know. You need to try to control how much of your business you put out there yourself, but it's going to probably get out there. Anything done in the dark is going to come out in the light.
Yep.
But when it comes out, you know, you can't let it kill you.
True.
Because you can't prevent it. You can't, and especially if you put yourself in the public eye, it's going to happen. People are going to judge you. People are going to, if you are an artist and you put art out, you're going to have it critiqued, and you're going to have to learn to deal with negative criticism. We do this podcast. I know I'm going to say something that's going to offend someone or that somebody's not going to agree with. I know the people are going to feel a certain way.
You got to take that.
I got to take that. Or else I got to shut up or don't say nothing. So people got to, like, you know, man, like if a photo comes out about me, there's probably a lot of things going to come out about me. I've lived an unfortunate life. Pause. Yeah, I've lived an unfortunate life. I mean, we all done our dirt, but you know what I'm saying, I got some exes that probably got some stories they want to tell.
And on that note, like, we listen. We gonna pay some bills. We just gonna pay some bills.
Gag orders on all you.
All right, all for all those gamers out there, check out GNGU, Gamers, Nerds, and Geeks United. My man Aaron has started up this YouTube following. All gaming, all the time, from gameplay to reviews to conversations, or just a little bit back and forth and tutorials to help you out. Check out GNGU on YouTube, Gamers, Nerds, and Geeks Unite.
All right, Rich. Did you hear the one about the murder plot that was derailed by a butt dial? I can't make this shit up. I can't make this shit up.
The murder plot that was derailed, but that is, I didn't hear about this
one. You didn't hear about that? No. All right. So welcome to the next episode of Guess the Ethnicity.
GTE. Let's go.
Favorite game show. All right, Rich. An Arkansas man.
Oh, shit. Not black. No, go ahead. All
right. This dude allegedly hatched an elaborate plan to murder a former employee. But in the process of hatching said plan, he accidentally butt dialed the victim, and the victim heard the entire conspiracy to murder him over the phone, thus alerting the police, and you can only guess what happened there. Now, based on these facts and these facts alone, Rich, can you guess the ethnicity of the conspirator?
Off jump, I'm going to say not black.
Why are you going not black? Why are you going not black?
I got some questions I got to follow up, but I'm going to say not black just for Arkansas.
Just for Arkansas.
There's
black people in Arkansas.
I'm going.
And they got phones.
I'm going not black just off Arkansas.
I mean, you know, black people. All right. Not black just off Arkansas.
Yep.
All right. We'll stick with that one for now. We'll come back and take a look at it later.
All right, so before we get into this next one, when you talk about the Kardashian curse,
yeah, we just okay, go ahead.
Right, the mom. It all started with her, Kris Jenner. She is Kris, right? It's Kris Jenner.
Yeah,
with a K.
One dude, Kris with a K.
Kris with a K.
Kris with a K sound like a nigga. Fuck it, I ain't listen. One dude, fuck Kris. He's dead.
Hey yo,
the lawyer. I forget his name.
Yeah, Kardashian.
Yeah,
the original Kardashian.
Yeah, but the next dude that fucked Kris Jenner.
Turn into a woman.
What the fuck is wrong with her pussy?
Well, he didn't die.
Hey, do we gotta put her up there with Erykah Badu on the joint?
Don't touch it.
You don't want to put them crochet pants on. No. Them, I'm trying to tell you.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute now. What about Erykah Badu?
Erykah Badu.
Andre was regular. He was regular. He was outcast. He was wearing Braves jerseys and all that shit. And then he fucked around with Erykah. And then the next time we saw him, he had on diapers and all kinds of funny shit. He turned into a fucking cartoon character.
Okay, let's change the subject.
Then Common was Common. He was straight out of Chicago. He was a Chicago, you know, hood dude.
Right.
Fucked around with Erykah. Next time we saw that nigga, he had on crochet pants.
Then after that, he had to go on.
Then she fucked Jay Electronica, and that nigga ain't never put out an album. He been the greatest rapper without an album for 20 damn years.
Yeah, I was just listening to a Breakfast Club. They're like, come on, nigga. Jay Electronica up here talking about he teasing his album.
Three for three.
He been just teasing his album for years. Common turned into a hoe after
he turned into a hoe after he was fucking,
and then now he's with the lawyer, the politician or whatever her name.
I don't follow it no more. But I just thought about this when you was talking, because Kris Jenner, Kris with a K, right? Didn't Kim marry Kris Humphries?
Yeah.
Another Kris with a K. She married a dude that had the same first name as her mother?
Right.
That's crazy.
Mommy
y'all.
Issues.
That's crazy.
Mommy issues.
That's crazy.
Mom.
You gotta be real specific when you put numbers in your phone and shit. Like, which Kris am I calling? I don't know.
That's right.
But I wanted to say this, though. All right, so Caitlyn is the beautiful, stunning, courageous woman that she's become. Now, Bruce Jenner was a decathlete, right?
Yeah.
Right. So this nigga ran marathons and all kinds of crazy. You wonder what kind of fucked up feet that woman got?
Oh, my God. I don't even want to say. 14s.
I don't care.
I was just about to say, don't she wear...
I don't care 14, what surgery 15, you've done. She's not an attractive woman, but them feet got to be crazy.
He wasn't an attractive man.
I mean, I'm not attracted to men, Mike, so... All right, should we stop and start?
Yeah, stop and start.
Alex and CelebrityHairCorp.com. Ladies,
It's the summertime. I'm telling you, tracks, glue, and sweat don't sound like the most attractive combination. You need to refresh them bundles, and you can't get a better deal than CelebrityHairCorp.com. Free shipping, no tax. Go get your bundles. They got everything you need. Let them make you look like the star that you are. CelebrityHairCorp.com. Check them out. Oh, yeah. This is for the grown and petty. We're about to take your petty game to level 10,000. Sit back, relax, mellow out, and get ready to get petty. All right, Rich, who we got this
one? I want you to know how fucking hard it is to keep a straight motherfucking face. My nigga.
Get right. Ready to get petty.
Yeah, let me reel this in. All right, so this is Petty Lessons, y'all. Today's letter comes from Cindy W. Cindy W. writes into the show, and she says, imagine this. You go to work one day, you head to your desk, and as you're about to settle in, your boss calls you into their office. So you're thinking to yourself, oh, no, what could it be? That's my Cindy W. voice. What could it be? So, you know, you're thinking to yourself, you're on time, you don't have any issues or complaints, what's going on, you're cool with the coworkers. And then you start thinking, like, your bills. You're fresh out of school, you can't lose your job. So you get to your boss's office, you sit down, they start the conversation. Come to find out, your boss says that they're demoting you. You're devastated. She says, the boss says someone else has taken your position. So basically, Cindy W. says, what pettiness can you do without losing your new lower paying and lower issue position to get back at your boss? And then what can you also do double time to get back at the person who's replacing you, who you now have to train? And I mean, technically, they don't even deserve the petty because they had nothing to do with it. They ain't know about you. But Cindy wants to get everybody.
Hey, all of y'all can get it like group page in your two-way. I'm take it back to some Jay-Z lyrics. Anyway, I think with this letter, the only appropriate response to this letter is to help people understand what petty is. Because I think this person has a clear misconception about the idea of petty.
Yeah.
Petty is, it's an ugly, nasty, self-deprecating thing. Like it's a fucked up way to live. And it's a hustle too. It's a grind. You got to love it. You got to embrace it. And
I agree, because when she said, "Don't lose my job,"
don't lose your
you got to be willing to throw a few fucks out the window.
You got to be willing to hurt yourself.
Yeah,
you gonna hurt yourself being petty. You gonna have to cut your nose off to spite your face. It's the way it is. I don't make the rules. I just live by them, Rich. And also, it's also for this person. There's a lot of petty things you do, but they all going to involve you needing to find another job.
So the one I thought of after reading this letter, I want to know what you thought of. But the only thing I think,
she's going to tell me, is
I would quit on a high note, first of all, and I would do some shit and I'm gonna quit. What do you got before I get mine?
Well, but before you quit, you could fuck the training up. You know, you could train them completely wrong.
Oh yeah.
Like just and you know, and have them do everything and be applauding their work and letting them know they're doing a great job. Mm-hmm. And you know, and whole time, you know, like, man, I don't know what their problem is. I told her to do it this way, and every time I look up, she done fucked it up again. This girl is a little slow. Like you could do that if you wanted mm-hmm. to be petty. But again, that's taking it out on somebody who probably don't deserve it. But it is, you know, hurting the job at the same time. But I mean, these are the situations where you got to burn bridges. I mean, we're talking, you know, walking into the office with a fifth of vodka.
No fucks.
Right. Yeah. You know, and declare, yo.
No fucks.
All right. Yeah. My personal favorite is you put in your 2 weeks notice mm-hmm. and then you get yourself one of them Bluetooth speakers.
Yeah.
Put on that damn, was it Big Sean? I don't fuck with you. You just go through the office. You little stupid ass. You know, just, nah, that's how I would do it. But I mean, it's all of this. You better move to another city because you probably ain't going to be able to find a job nowhere near.
Oh, yeah, no, you're gone.
But it's petty. And they all going to remember it.
So that's what I'm thinking. So I'm going to go out on a high note. I'm going to burn every bridge. I'm going to send that. You know how it is. I don't know if it's only here or if it's other way. That customary thank you letter that you send out to everybody. I'm going to send out my farewell thank you letter to my boss. You know, thank you for the opportunity to have been worked here under your tutelage. I'm sorry about, you know, that herpes that you got with the flare up on, and you know, your husband leaving you. It's not because he's fucking Wilma from the post office. And remember, we had that conversation with about how Jack was coming in late, but it's okay because you liked his butt. And I'm airing everybody out bullet point by bullet point.
There you
and
go.
Then I don't know if, see, I want to say BCC them, the whole office,
right.
Intercompany memo. I'm BCCing everybody so that way they think like, oh my God. But then when they walk out their office, they don't know where the smoke is coming from. Like, why so much shade? Like, I don't even know. But then it's like, maybe I kind of want to CC them so you can see that I sent it to everybody and I use it. But then that gives them a chance.
Nah, yeah, I like the BCC.
So I don't want them to get a chance to, like, duck anything.
Like,
yeah.
The CC is going to be one day come to Jesus. Like, one day you know everybody. Y'all got to come out the office and work that shit out.
Everybody else, some of it might be made up, some of it might be not.
True.
So, but you know what I mean? I'm going straight to the top, CC everybody.
They don't know that you know.
Everybody.
That's going to linger for a minute. That's petty.
BCC everybody. I'm making some shit up.
But bottom line,
I'm talking about the pens you stole, the laptop that's in your house right now.
Bottom line is you gonna take a major L.
Oh no, you gotta take the L.
You gotta take the L.
There is no way. You ain't got no job after this.
You ain't got no job.
Ain't none of these people gonna be your friend ever again in life.
But you fresh out of college.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got time to rebuild.
Mm-hmm.
You got time. You can move. First, you're gonna need to move. You're going to need to move. So I will go ahead and not implement this plan until you start saving. Like, see, this is the art of petty. You sometimes can't be petty right away. You can't respond.
You got to build it up.
When it first happens.
You need time to get that information.
You got
to
hold on to it and let it fester and become
petty.
That evil. You know what I'm saying? You got to take it in yourself, pause, like Sarah Huckabee.
Man.
Sarah Huckabee just be living with all that, all them lies in her body. Like, that's what petty will do to you.
I'm sorry. I disagree. I think that petty is not thinking about it, not thinking about the outcome, and just doing it. You gotta
let it rip. So what I was going to say, too, is I would almost Snapchat myself doing it. Walking out the door, Snapchatting, I don't fuck with you. Like, everybody, you get one, I'm gonna blank these out. Everybody get one, right? I'm gonna Snapchat it, but then she's fresh out of school, you know, so she's a millennial.
Yeah.
You know what that mean? She probably gonna go to Google or something like that, and they're gonna be like, oh, you're the Snapchat girl, we want you.
Yeah,
and she's gonna get a new job
exactly.
Anyway.
Exactly. You gotta play this like that. Bad Bobby joint?
Yeah.
The catch me outside shit. She took some dumb ratchet shit she did on TV and turned it into a goddamn career.
People love it. She might fucking want to get a contract off this shit.
Should we talk about who this disembodied voice is in the corner that don't want to be on camera but keep talking for no apparent reason?
Man, producer. we got the producer in the studio with us.
That's how you know you blowing up, when you got a producer, though.
Man, listen, he
ain't
there.
Push no buttons today.
He out here monitoring, so we ain't got to push these buttons.
I ain't pushing any other button today.
We ain't pushing buttons, but we pushing buttons today. We pushing buttons.
Nah, but my petty is a very calculated simmering petty. Like, I have what's called...
I don't let go of shit.
I have what's called a toilet paper list. And basically, if you wind up on the toilet paper list, I could wipe my ass with you. Like, I really, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm done with you. You don't exist. And the sad part, because I'm such a nice guy, the sad part is that the only people who believe I have a toilet paper list are the people on the toilet paper list. You never think it'll happen to you. It's just like winning the lottery. You don't think it would happen until it happens to you.
You know what that is? and I got to say, probably every woman that I have dated... You have that initial conversation. It might be like on your third, fourth, fifth date, and they be like, you know I'm crazy, right? And they say it in some way, shape, or form, and you shrug it off. And you don't listen until that day when they do some shit, and you're like, God damn, she told me. She told me.
I
ain't listen.
I have always said, I go into relationships with the assumption that you're crazy. I believe all women are crazy. You just have to find one who's crazy.
Who's crazy?
Suits you.
Yeah.
You know, that crazy you. Some people like to clean. that's a crazy I can fuck. Like, you might be a you know, a clean freak. Mm-hmm. And that's a crazy I can get behind. I can live with that. But I try to tell people that, you know, because most women get upset because they never see me too high, too low. Like, you don't see me. I'm not extremely happy at any given time, and I don't get extremely sad or extremely angry. And they take that as like a lack of passion, or like I don't care about them because they can do something. Like, nah. You know, oh, you been out all night? No. Some shit happened. Yeah. I holler at you, you know, whatever. Nah. And you gotta say it just like that. You gotta be like, nah. So then they want to see me get, and I'm trying to tell them, because like I have, the way my petty works is, you know, once we've reached that love, that anger, it ain't no coming down. Like, it has been a million times where I have been going off, like Rich, I'm going off, and then I come out of it in my mind, I'm like, damn, nigga, you taking this entirely too far. But then my pettiness comes in and say, well, you can't back down now. You can't go. You can't pull it back now. We got to finish this out, bro.
You know what?
So that's why I don't like to go there, because I know once I go there,
I'm trying to pull it back a little bit. I've been trying not to embrace the petty so much. And I try not to be petty in like my everyday life, but sometimes like I was at work one day. I do IT. I ain't gonna go into all of that, but somebody asked me a question. We got like a new image or something like that, and somebody was like, "Hey, do you know how to inject these drivers into the new image?" And I was like, "Yeah," and I walked away. That was it.
That was it.
Yeah, and it was a what do you call it? It was a passive aggressive petty. I could have told him. Obviously, he was asking me because he needed to know how to motherfucking do it.
Right.
That was passive aggressive petty. Is that a donut over there? Cool. I'm out.
You just eat all the donuts.
Every day, somebody's bringing in like fucking donuts and kolaches.
Yeah.
Donuts, tacos, and kolaches.
That's why he's doing
the vape. That's why I started the vape.
That's why he's doing the vape, because he's trying to get the sweets. Yeah, fix the sweet tooth.
It's a lot of studies out there.
That'll fix it.
Yeah, the
when it blow up in your face.
Yeah, really.
Hey, just I'm being sarcastic. I am an avid vapor. I got Rich into vaping. I'm doing it as a smoking cessation strategy, and I believe the vaping is 100% safe. But no matter how safe something is, a dumbass will find a way to blow it up. Oh, yeah. And you got dumbasses to find a way to blow it up.
Scientists are saying vaping is even deadlier than smoking.
And it is bad science. It is propaganda. You know, it is, because ask the British medical boys who were saying it is 100 times. You know, it's so significant. What did they? I think it's not 100 times, but 95% less harmful than smoking.
Okay.
Right, this is propaganda. It is bad science. If you read any, we can get in. You know, I ain't gonna do it.
Fuck it. Listen, Rich.
Mike over here trying to get me to go to that angry place, and then I don't come back from the angry place because
Mike being petty right now. Mike being petty. Mike know he ain't doing. He baited you. Boom.
Woosah, my nigga. Woosah. Woosah.
See it.
Drops the mic. Not really. It costs too much.
15 years.
Propaganda.
All right. So basically, we gonna close this one out. Cindy, hope you're listening. What you got to do to be petty? Embrace it. Know that whatever you do, if you're really going to be petty, you're not keeping this job, boo. You know, you're not keeping this job. Get ready. Snapchat the whole thing. You might be able to get a little YouTube career in between getting your new job. You good? Petty lessons. We out.
All right, and we back, Rich. Back to this. Guess the ethnicity.
Can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
Yeah. Kent elaborately planned out Margaret's murder. I don't know if this is
are you just coming up with now?
Yeah, right. I'm
like, dude, you invoking?
You know, you know what? Kent or Derek?
Okay.
Because I don't know who it was. He planned out her murder, accidentally butt dialed her while doing it, and she overheard the whole thing. Was he talking to himself or describing it to somebody else?
So yeah, this person was hiring someone to commit this murder. They were not going to commit the murder themselves. They were in the process of hiring.
He was with the hitman.
He was calling.
He was with the hitman in person.
Right.
So with the hitman in person, discussing. As he's with the hitman, like, yeah, because this is what I want you to do.
I'll give you a quote from the conversation. This will be your clue for this round, Rich. Quote from the conversation. I don't care if you have to burn his house down to the ground with him in it. I don't care what you have to do. Make it look like an accident. Can you imagine?
Not black.
Can you imagine you pick up a phone call and you are hearing a person say this to somebody else you? Burn the house down with him in it?
Not black. Because if you, that means that it's either a gay person or a woman.
God damn.
Because you said burn the house down with him in it.
With him in it.
So if he's in the house, that means that the killer wants to kill a guy.
So you think, so the only reason you would want to kill a guy is if you're gay or a woman.
Because I'm thinking it's a disgruntled lover. So either the guy who's
former employee. Former employee. You still going gay or... you see how rich mind works?
So now
y'all see how Miss Ryan work, right?
okay. So the person was trying to kill their former employee.
Yes, this is correct.
What the fuck does a what does an employee have to do to want you to kill him?
Didn't we just go over this in petty lessons?
Shit. You wanted to...
Hey, yo. This is the cost of being petty. This is the cost of... You might get murked. It might happen to you.
All right. I got to run this back before we lose. The person was hiring a hitman kill their former employee. And the person on the phone the victim overheard the person say,
"This was a 90-minute conversation.
I don't care what you do, burn the house down with a minute. I'm still going not black. You want me to tell you why I'm going not black? Mm-hmm. Because the person could afford to buy to hire a hitman."
You was a racist son, bitch. I just want you to know. He's trying to say that black people ain't got no money, and the only people that like to kill men is gay and women. I've heard some horrible things.
Pookie from the block, he'd have been like, "Yo, I got you on your next L." I'm sorry, that is fucked up.
So you saying,
I'm non-black.
You saying the only way that black people hire hitmen is they get crackheads?
Have you seen?
You want this rock?
Do some shit.
You better make it look like an accident.
Exactly. Better deal.
That's the other thing. Knowing, like, you know, it has to look like an accident. Burn the house down. Like, know all of the loopholes and the law and shit.
Why that voice, right?
Not black. Not black.
You're killing me.
I'm going, man. Not black.
You're killing me, bro.
Not black.
All right. So that's your answer for this round.
Not black.
We're going to come back to it.
All right. So I'm laughing before you even do it. All right. So. Unbelievable news. I say unbelievable, but really, so much shit happening nowadays. I believe it.
It's pretty believable.
All right, so the first one. Have you heard about this this CDC statement about reusing condoms? So the CDC, for those of you who didn't hear this one, the CDC, the Center of Motherfucking Disease Control, took to Twitter and said, "We say it because people do it. Don't wash or reuse condoms. Use a fresh one for each sex act." Period.
All right. Now, see, at first, I was completely, I won't say against it, but I was upset by it because I'm just like, we need to stop protecting stupidity. Like, if you're just dumb, just let dumb people do dumb shit.
Weed themselves out.
Let them weed. Well, but. You know, in this case, if you don't correct them, then they just making more dumb people. So I guess, but then I do think there are people out there who don't change the condom between sex acts. Mm-hmm. Like, I think a lot of dudes go by the rule of I change the condom after I nut, but if I ain't nut, this condom's still good. We still going. And that's when condoms break. So like, I know we've all had one that broke.
Yeah, but. Bruh.
It's because you just kept going. You can't do like seven positions on the same condom.
But
drink a fifth of Henny and then do 87 positions.
But the Henny, yeah.
Right, you know, we all know the strategies. Niggas ain't Viagra. We know what to do.
See, my thing is this, though. My thing, first of all.
And buying that Niagara.
Condoms are free. With condoms being free everywhere, there's no reason that you should think that you have to reuse
one. I ain't never got a free condom.
I've got a free condom.
I ain't never got a free condom. Where are these free condom places at?
And they don't cost that much. And the price that they do cost, I'm okay with paying that, considering the alternatives. But who's taking over? First of all,
now if you washing,
come on.
Now that's.
That's that. Wow. You putting in enough effort to just like, oh, you get out.
So long.
You know, you get a little stretch really quick.
So I'm imagining.
Walk to the bathroom, pull off the condom, run it through the water.
So, you know, I'm imagining like some nigga bathroom with like a little clothesline.
A clothesline. This condom's hanging from clothespins and shit.
Drying.
This condom's drying from clothespins. And then my thing is like, are you rinsing it? Is he fucking turning the shit in inside out? Are you using regular soap, antibacterial? Like, what's going on?
How you can get it back in if you turn it inside out?
That's not. And then, are they going through the effort to re-roll it? To trick the next one?
Are they putting them back in the package?
What's the woman going to say? Like, hold on, babe, let me go to the bathroom real quick. And he goes to the bathroom, pulls off the line, and runs back in the room? Come on.
So, all right. So, I could see where this could go, right? Because, at one, reusing condoms, they're going to break. But then that's like Stilton 101.
So that's what I was going to mention after that.
This is the invention of Stilton.
This is one of the stupid things,
that I've ever heard.
And this shit is on the same line as stealthing. If those people who don't know what stealthing is either puncturing or damaging the condom so that it breaks during sex, or slyly removing the condom during sex and trying to do an either or without the woman's knowledge. This is not the same. This is some dumb region.
But it's got to be young. It's young, you know. This is young people.
I don't know, Riz.
But you know, when we grow up, and Mike, you could chime in on this too. You know, we wasn't nobody trying to trick nobody. Like, you, everybody tried to let me see how far I can go before she ask about the condom. But wasn't nobody trying to.
No.
Trying to trick nobody into it. We wasn't trying to put the condom on and then slide it back off.
Sorry. No. That's some next level shit.
But we all did the Patrice O'Neal called it the bagless trick, you know. Hold up. Oh, this dirty man. We both gonna die. Oh, no.
All right, I'm gonna close this one out. Listen, people. Don't reuse your condoms. Don't rent out the condoms. Don't wash. Hold up. Is it men that's doing it, or is it women?
Because women are doing it.
How does a woman get the condom? And how does she tricking the... Fuck it. That's a rabbit hole. I ain't going there.
All right. People. So, warning, dudes. Don't take off your condom and leave it. We already knew not to do it because they might, you know... I don't know. I never... Are these real women out here, like, getting the condoms out? Do you use it and trying to get your...
See, that's what I'm saying. It's just...
And then, like...
These questions and more on the next episode of What the Fuck?
Stop trying to trick people, man. All right, bro. It's getting crazier and crazier out here. The last time you said this is unbelievable, but it's kind of believable, I thought this was what we were about to talk about. Because this is unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
But then again, with everything going on right now, it's pretty believable.
I see it.
Yeah, okay. So, Ohio man on trial for armed robbery. I guess making too many outbursts in the courtroom. Mm-hmm. He pretty much told the judge, you're trying to take my life away, but you won't let me tell my side of the story. He was just trying to, you know, and I can get that, you know. Armed robbery, you might be going away for a minute. But judge got fed up with all the outbursts, ordered the bailiffs to tape his mouth shut. And so they literally got, and it's like red masking tape.
Bro, when
and they taped the dude's mouth shut in the courtroom.
I'm laughing, but it's not funny. So when I heard the story, I was like, they're really going to tape this man's mouth shut? I'm thinking they got like a strip of duct tape or something. And like the visual of it,
like,
just in court,
like
just grabbing like a little square strip and just throwing it on his mouth. And then I watched the video. They built with several strips of tape, like a muzzle.
An impenetrable.
Like the impenetrable force completely covered like his whole joint. And he just sitting in the courtroom with a muzzle, tape muzzle.
Yeah.
Whatever. And then... they just had this red duct tape just chilling? How often does this judge tape people's mouths shut?
Very good question. Very good question, Rich. I mean, this was... It's sickening. Like, you know, because it sound like something, you know, your mama would threaten to do, but you know she ain't going to do. Or some shit that a teacher probably threatened to do to you in elementary school.
Tape your mouth shut.
Tape your mouth shut. Yeah. And then you probably shut up. But, and like, first of all, to have the audacity to give the order... But then, as a bailiff, you're there to serve and protect. Like you gotta, your job still is serve and protect. You know, shouldn't you've been bright enough to be like, I'm not sure that's in my realm of responsibility, Judge. Ain't no, I never had. They don't go through. They do that in the academy. We've never had no taping your mouth shut sort of lessons. Yeah. There's no SOP for this, Judge. I don't think you should be asking me that. I look at my statement of work every day and be like, nope, that's not on there, boss. Can't do it.
So the two things that I thought, the first two things I thought was the bailiff or any of them. Well, you go home and then your wife is like, so how was work today? And the first thing he was like, well, I taped the black man's mouth shut today. The fuck? Like, when you run that through your head, does that not set off any flags?
That's torture, man. That's torture.
And then the second thing, stripped down bare minimum, a white man ordered a black man to sit in court, bound and gagged.
Yeah. They couldn't just remove him from the courtroom? Just remove him from the courtroom.
He's sitting there
At your trial, you don't get to be here because you won't shut up. So you gotta go outside.
He had to sit before a panel of white men, bound and gagged.
But, you know, to me, it comes back to something that, you know, I didn't really understand about myself until I went through the legal troubles a couple years ago. Is that when you think about people who commit crimes that are on trial, you do kind of, or at least I did before it happened to me, kind of look down like as they're not, you know, they're not on the same level as you. Like I'm there. Yeah, I don't. You one of them. You a criminal. You a you a this. You are them. And it's real easy to do stuff to them when you don't think of them as like. And then it's like once I ended up in the system and I'm sitting in jail. And I'm waiting to see a magistrate so I can go home. And they took my shoes, and I got to walk around in these Crocs or whatever. And I understand like how quickly it can happen to you, and how one mistake can turn you into one of them.
Yeah,
it's like now all of a sudden you need these. It's still people. It's still a person.
Bruh, it's crazy.
If you wouldn't do that to your daughter, don't do it to an inmate. Like,
but the one of them is us.
Is us.
That's black people.
But I think even as black people, if you were quote unquote upstanding, you know, member of your community, you tend to look at people who not making the same decisions as you as lesser. And then, you know, I had to take that hit. I had to realize I've always looked at these like I'm not one of them. And I am one of them. And they are not them. They're us. You know,
we're all us.
And we're all us. So it's like if you wouldn't do that to your next door neighbor, if you wouldn't know, why would you treat this man? He's still a man. At the end of the day, it's still a man sitting in front of you. And you going to duct tape the man mouth shut?
Yeah, it would have been better to remove him from court.
Remove him from the courtroom. But that shows how they think of us as less than.
Yeah. Right.
So it's easy for them to make that decision. You wouldn't, if you were looking at that person in the courtroom as a human being, it'd be difficult for you to ask somebody to do that. But if you're looking at them as a thing, as a dog, as the president, you know.
Yeah, I don't know what to
say about people.
You could tell somebody.
Both.
That's crazy.
Both. You got a responsibility on both sides. No reason he should have ever gave that order, and somebody in that room should have been smart enough to say no.
Usa.
But I feel sorry for that man because I know I would have. I'm slightly claustrophobic. You duct tape my mouth shut, I'd have been losing my shit. I'd have been losing it, dog.
Good to know.
God damn. Hey y'all, it's that time of year again. You don't want to be in that kitchen baking. Check out Rena's Cakeys. If you don't know what a cakey is, it's the size and shape of a cookie with the consistency of a cake. They come in all types of flavors, lemon, lime, coffee, cakey. So hit Rena. She's a full-size bakery as well, full-fledged bakery. She got your pies, she got your cookies, your cakes. Check out Rena's Cakeys, R-I-N-A-S, Cakeys.
And we're taking a pause.
Taking a pause.
Motherfucker. Yeah, oh, shit.
You digging a hole, Red. You digging a hole. And I ain't going to let you out.
Man. You got all of these phobias going on. They're all over. I wish we could have some visuals like phobia, 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 homo, phobia.
Man, that shit is crazy.
He said, oh, he was trying to kill a dude? Oh, this got to be gay or woman.
Really?
All right, and we back. You ready for this final round of guess the ethnicity, Rich?
I'm ready. I'm trying to wrap my head around this one. Go ahead.
All right. So let's see. What can I give you? I'm gonna give you a few more clues, and then we can get your final answer. All right. The conspirator was a 68-year-old man. 68. They worked together at the Legend Motor Company. This is where he met this former employee. The part that kills me is that the victim listened to this conversation
for 90 minutes.
For 90 minutes. Can you imagine listening to somebody plot your murder for 90 minutes?
Why it takes so long to talk about it?
So that was going to be my next thing.
And he overheard him giving directions to the man's house.
I feel like it might be one of those ones that fooled me, and it's honestly a black person. But the fact that they live in Arkansas, the fact that they can afford to hire a person, the fact that they was given like tips and clues and shit how to beat the law, and then the fact that the other person sat on the phone for 90 minutes. I know the person on the phone wasn't black. Because they wasn't holding water that long, which makes me think this white person worked with another white person or non-black person at this job at whatever motor company in Arkansas.
Hey, what are you trying to say? And only white people work with white people, Rich? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, I'm not saying that. That's another
racist. All of them.
So I say that because I feel like if it was a black person, listen, I don't want to dig myself in too much of a hole.
Keep on. We all having fun watching you do it, man.
I'm just saying. Not black.
All right. So, Larry Barnett. Larry Barnett.
That's a white man.
That's a white man.
I knew it. Motherfucking Larry Barnett from the Stagecoach motherfucking company.
Crazy thing is that so once the alleged victim notified the police of what was going on, the police went to the house where the victim lived and discovered it had been burglarized and the gas stove had been tampered with. So this person was like this close. Like they was listening for 90 minutes and they was about
while
to die
it was happening.
For real. They was about to die.
Oh shit.
For real.
Hey, yo. Oh,
so again, warning to Cindy W. Just whatever you do, you got. That's why I said you gotta move.
Don't.
You can't stay in the state.
Don't do nothing fatal.
Like this dude shouldn't have been living at the same house. Like he should have got fuck out of
door. Don't do nothing
fatal. He apparently did something to this guy, and he had to know what he did to
him. People, embrace your petty in a legal manner.
But no, there will be backlash. It's coming.
God damn.
There will be backlash.
Motherfucker.
Niggas will tamper with your stove.
Shit.
Everybody got a stove. Hold on. We'll see. Right. See, that would have threw me off a little bit because I didn't think white folks still had gas stoves. I thought they was shit. All induction and shit with all that highfalutin, high technology shit. That's what I thought.
Fucking, I can't.
That's my rich impression. Say some old race of black people don't use gas. Yo, this is... Nah, I'm scared. All right. This is the What Is TWS Podcast, a member of the Podcast Dealers Network. Please check out the other members of our network, Just Say Words and the Zoe View Podcast.
Why compete when you can collaborate? After all, we all win.
All right, so thank you for joining us for another episode of the What Is TWS Podcast. We appreciate your support thus far. Lots of great content coming your way. But until we speak again, be safe and be the light.
Peace.
And we out. This month.
Ha, 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 ha,